Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Trade in the TV or the toolbox. It's time for Around the House with Eric G. Building a fence, but your neighbor isn't sure where the property line's located? Well, Eric's gonna tackle some neighborhood disputes and how to handle those without starting a war. Then we all know rats, mice, and other pests have to go somewhere in the winter, and your home's a nice warm choice. Eric has some tips and tricks for keeping those rodents under control. And Eric will tell you about his trip to Las Vegas and the world of concrete. Man, some people live such a hard life. Crank it up. It's Around the House with Eric G.
Happy weekend, everybody. You're listening to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk for 2 hours about home improvement. Doesn't matter if it's from the front door to the back fence. We got it covered all in one place for you. Thanks for joining us. I want you to join us in the conversation today, you know, because we've got a lot going on. Hour one, we're going to talk about our disputes with neighbors, how to avoid them. But I want to hear your experiences with this. Have you had some all-out wars, Hatfield versus McCoys? How have you dealt with it? Have you learned some lessons from that? 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Want you to join us on Facebook as well. There is a ton going on Facebook. This last week, I was at the World of Concrete, did some live videos. We're going to talk about that throughout the show today because I tell you what, there were cool new products, cool new tools, which I always love, and just a good old time with a lot of good people out there. You know, it was a day trip for World of Concrete for me. That was a lot of fun. It was a long one. And you can even go online and on the Facebook page and read my kind of review of my airline that I used. I'm not going to dog anybody here because it was an honest review. I flew Spirit Airlines and it was a pretty good deal. I had low expectations. And I'll put it in a nutshell for you. As long as you know what you're getting, you'll probably be okay. However, I had plenty of friends that jumped in with their own personal horror stories as well. So maybe I got away lucky this time. But it had the schedule and everything that I needed to get into Vegas at 7:30 in the morning and get out at 9 o'clock at night, which is exactly what I was looking for. There were a ton of things down there. Ended up seeing, spending some time with Keen Utility, who I love these guys. They're Portland. You know, they hang around here. They are a Portland institution. I like that they build most of their boots here in Portland. So, you know, it's quality. It's made here in town. So that's always a good thing. But I was talking with Kayleen McCabe, who is a friend of mine there, and she is not with Keen Utility, but she, you might have seen her on Home and Garden TV. You might have seen her around. She does a lot of stuff working at the trades and working with kids these days. So she does a great job with that. However, one of her biggest complaints was working in the trades is she's wearing, you know, small men's shoes because she needed work boots and was kind of complaining about it, about how she had a hard time finding women's work boots. And I was like, you got to go over to Keen. They actually design through their Keen Utility line women's work boots. And so I gave a little shout out this week to them as well because I love that they really support women in the trades. And they do a good job of making stuff that's going to work for you. So we had a lot of fun over there visiting that place. And, I mean, I was at the big Quikrete Concrete booth. Ended up running into a lot of tool friends around. Ended up seeing, I would spend a lot of time at the DeWalt bright yellow booth. You can see my little quick tour of that. I put that up as a Facebook Live this last week as well. So that was really cool. And there was a cool tool that Makita had, which you don't hear me talk a ton about Makita on the show. I don't own Makita, but it's still a great product. They had, for all you professional concrete people out there, they had an automatic wire tie tool, since that patent ran out on it, to tie rebar together. So if you're a concrete person, you literally just stick a battery in this thing, pull the trigger, and it'll tie, wrap, twist up the wire around the two pieces of rebar, tying them together for concrete forms. And this thing was just awesome. It just, whoosh, about a second and a half, it had all the right legal ties for everything. And you'd go on to the next one. I'm like, oh, I bet the steel workers hate this tool. Because I tell you what, you can do a lot of stuff fast. Now, I know there's pros out there that'll say that they're going to be faster than that tool is. But if you could sit there and hand somebody a tool that has that little bit of automation you're seeing out there that might take place of some of these skilled people out there, which that's a whole other debate for a whole other show and not mine. But that's the thing with that. So join us in the conversation at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. I do want to hear your horror stories with your neighbors today. We're going to dive into that. Now, here's the other thing I got going on this week, and I want you to take a look over on the Facebook page. I've got on Monday, so this is Saturday if you're listening to the podcast here, Monday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, I'm going to be a guest for a live Facebook Twitter video with Anna Canzano on The Expert Show. So we're going to be, jump on our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G, and you'll see the link on there. You can actually ask her, and she's going to take questions to ask me live on this video. So you're going to see me sitting there live via video, and you're going to have me on the hot seat. So if you want good questions, throw them over there, and she's going to ask them. You know, I'm not going to be sitting there Googling stuff, so you got to throw the good ones at me, if you know what I mean. So that'll be the fun part. We're going to have a good time. So good opportunity to throw some hard questions over there that you can actually think of, and you don't have to come on the radio to ask them. So there's a good one for all you shy people out there as well. So it'll be almost like a Monday edition of Around the House live on the video. So join us there. So the other thing I want to talk about here this week that was cool was got some maybe some fun stuff I'm going to be doing in the future with Kevin O'Connor from This Old House. So I'm going to be in Boston here in a couple weeks during the week doing this huge presentation out there. I'm out there the first week of February during the week. Don't worry, no best of shows here planned, at least. Long as the weather gets me back from Boston, we are good. But the fun part here is I'm going to be out there talking about the future of retail lumberyards to the Northeastern Retail Lumber Association out there in Boston with their big convention they've got. So I got things like that. We're going to be using virtual reality, so you can actually put on VR goggles, and going to be actually be talking about kitchen and bath design. So technology now is where you can literally put on a set of goggles and stand in the virtual reality world of what your new kitchen would look like. And you can spin around and do that. Well, guess what? If you can do that there, now you can design out a kitchen and bath showroom to show what different things would look like. So we're going to talk about the future and what retail will look like in 2025. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned for that. You're going to see the first week of February, I'll be doing a ton of live videos with a lot of different demonstrations and things going on. So you'll see some stuff live out there. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each and every weekend, Saturday afternoon. Or a few of you might be listening on another channel that's another time, or even on a podcast. But thank you so much for listening. And if you missed part of the show, you can catch us on that podcast just after the show ends here, which is on any podcast, you know, format that you're listening to. But if you've maybe you're new to podcasts, jump over to Around the House Online and you can grab it there, or iTunes, or any one of those places that you catch any of that listening type medium. All right. By the way, this segment of Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Arane is here. More is coming, even though we do have a couple shiny, sunny days here. Make sure you get those water things under control, because I tell you what, nobody wants a wet basement. If you got a leaky basement issues, call Western Construction Systems for a free estimate. Integrity, your foundation is your specialty guaranteed, and that is CCB number 94222. Thanks for being a sponsor, Western. And as well, what I like about them is when they come out and do your assessment, you know, on your basement, crawl space, or whatever you have them doing, one of the things I like is they're really valuable with your time. They get in there, no high-pressure sales tactics. They come in, look at it, get you an estimate right there. Pretty quick and easy. So you don't have to block out most of your day for an estimate with these guys. They come in, get to the point, have a solution for you, and they can get you taken care of. Great service that they do out there. All right, let's jump out here to Bob in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
Well, you know, I just have a story about property line issues.
Awesome.
It was out in the Coast Range. Mm-hmm. This property was divided in the early 60s to avoid the limited one-acre building codes.
Gotcha.
Reducing that. So the property was divided and never surveyed. So several years later, I end up buying one of the properties with a house on it, and then there was two other properties that was once all this one 5.5 acre-ish plot. And then actually there was another little segment of property attached to this also. And so as it comes out, after I buy the house, I bought the house out of foreclosure.
Okay.
So it was 1.52 acres. And the neighbor, he decided at some point that my driveway was his easement, because he had rights to easement on my south property line and my east property line. But there was no access. And so he decided that my driveway was his easement because there was no access. And I think that he was, you know, he had the right to put easements on those east and south property lines as well. So eventually it came around to where I had the property surveyed.
Okay. And I bet that one is where it went sideways.
Yeah. Well, basically, yeah, it never went in any direction is the funny thing. I had it surveyed. It showed that actually his house was not on his property.
Uh-oh.
But half on mine and half on the little property next to it. And then my property became an acre and three quarters under actual, you know, surveyed lines. Well, it became such an issue that eventually, I left the house. The wife and I divorced, and it went into, she got possession of it, and it just went into foreclosure because...
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the tough part, is when you get into these kind of battles, because it's not only you as a homeowner, your neighbor as a homeowner, maybe a couple other homeowners out there, but you've also got the banks involved. So even if you guys came out with even if you guys were all friends and had to come around and said, okay, this is, even though the survey is the real way to do it, and somehow the county didn't do a survey on this split, the problem is that now you've got to get maybe three or four banks involved to approve the transaction as well, because you're now changing what they are holding the note on. And that can be a huge battle of trying to get these multiple property line things figured out.
Yeah, it never really got that far. But the bank is now offering that house and property as the same 1.52 acres, and the survey is like not really even there.
Sure, but as soon as somebody comes in, once somebody does that survey, is probably registered with the county someplace. So that is going to be a problem for probably more for your neighbor even than whoever that new property owner is going to be. But that's one of those things that I always recommend. If you're buying out in the country or something like that, it's a good idea to have that survey done before you close on that house. And I know it can cost some money, but you got to know what you're buying, especially if there is not one that can be found on that property. It's always a good deal when you're dealing with acreage to figure out where those property lines are.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right, Bob. Hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Around the House, man. Great call. That leaves another line open at 503-417-9595. Great story there. 503-417-9595. I tell you what, I would not want to be buying a house and get in that place and then figure out that your neighbor's house is halfway on your property or not. But these things happen all the time. But you got to figure out how to get through those things. And sometimes that can be a very expensive proposition. So one of the things that I want to give advice out to is kind of one of the first steps of dealing with neighborhood issues like that is know what the law is and know what your local HOA rules are if you have one of those. Or if you're dealing with a condo, know what those condo association rules are, because those are what you're going to have to abide by out there. And if you know what those are, it's going to help steer you in a direction. You know, if you've got a fence line up and, you know that your neighbor legally can't be going over into your yard, and you know there's no easements where they have that access into your yard, and they come over and start trimming your trees, you got a legal issue there. And how you document these things or how you don't document things will define how you're going to deal with it, you know, moving forward. I've seen people that have neighbors that have trees out of control that they're very concerned about falling over on their house. And the trees aren't maintained. They're not, they're half dead or dead. And there's ways to get around that. You know, just even sending a simple certified letter over there after you've talked to them and they've kind of kicked you to the curb. Certified letter saying you've got some tree issues over there. That's one of those things that you can get going. But I'm going to tell you, the first advice I'm going to give you with dealing with neighbors like this is communication, communication, communication. Try to fix this thing by knocking on the door and going to have a civil conversation. And that sometimes is the hardest part to deal with. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about kind of how to control those pets that might be leaving their messes in their yard, if you know what I mean. We'll be taking all your calls, 503-417-9595, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, this is Fairla Angelina, and you're listening to Around the House with Eric G.
To Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday. Want to say congratulations to my friends over at Farewell Angelina. They are friends of the show, and they've got a brand new album out this week that's on the top 25 of the country charts on iTunes, which I'm pretty proud of those guys over there. Those girls can rock it and kill it, and I think that's going to be one of those upcoming artists you're going to check out in the music scene coming around. So stay tuned for more with them. Hey, I wanted to mention this segment's brought to you by Western Construction Systems. The rain is here. More is coming. If you got a leaky basement issue, call Western Construction Systems for a free estimate. Integrity Your Foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and that is CCB number 94222. Well, we've been talking dealing with neighbors the right way, the wrong way. I want to hear your stories. So give us a call at 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595. We've got a bunch of people that have been waiting here. Let's jump out to Charlie and Estacada. Welcome to Around the House.
Yes, I bought an acre, a house on it, out of Estacada, and there's a state highway in front of me.
Sure.
On the west side of my property has a 10-foot easement.
Okay.
And which no problem. My neighbor that bought the house from, he had the land behind me.
Okay.
So he tore out the southwest corner marker. It was a rock with an X on it. I mean, explained the deed, everything. He just tore it out.
Oh, no.
Now, he put his driveway in. He also put a bunch of, he put a drain pipe down the easement. He put lights down the easement. Now, I have no problem with that unless it raises my taxes.
Fair enough.
I mean, I have no problem. I have a fence inside there. It's okay. But that corner marker, what can I do about that?
You know, here's what I would do. My advice to you would be to go over and knock on his door, give him a chat, and say, hey, man, I'd like you to get a survey and have him put a spike in there so you know, so they can put in a new corner marker in there for you. You know, the rock thing, that was how it was done, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
But they could put a, you know, a brass spike right down through there.
But he might not do it.
Well, first thing you do, go over and ask. Be cool. Maybe even show up with that bottle of whiskey and try to help him. No, you have, and you won't, huh?
He won't do anything.
Then probably the next thing I would do.
Confrontation neighbor.
Yeah. Next thing I would do would be to sit there, grab an attorney, have him write a letter, send it certified to your neighbor, and try to get the attention. Go, hey, man, I'd really like you to make this right since you moved it. We need to have this for all of our property in the area and just see if they'll do it that way. Other than that, I'd be the only other option you got is getting some legal advice.
So basically, you're telling me just go legally on it. Do I have a right? I mean, does he have the right to do that?
You know, I don't think he does because that is a county marker technically, so I don't think you can do that. You could always call your county office and see what they say about it. Maybe they can get involved, but I'd tread lightly. You don't need to get in, World War VI over this.
We lived here. We're going to sell because I'm getting too old to take care of it. It's a whole junior acre with nothing but landscape, and I'm out here. I'm getting ready to trim and clean up. I mean, it's a lot of work for me, so I want to sell it, but that marker is gone now.
Well, here's the thing. I'll be honest. If you're going to be selling it, might not be a battle you want to fight. It might not be a battle you want to fight. Maybe you just want to let that thing go and move on and not even fight that battle and just go, well, that's going to be something for the next people in the neighborhood to deal with.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening around the house. Let's jump out here to Doug in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, there is Doug.
Hey, man.
So, your bad neighbor day, I heard that on the radio. I listen to your radio all the time, your radio program.
Thanks, brother.
So my radio story about bad neighbor, she hates kids. Her and her husband don't have any kids. They live right next door. We live in a cul-de-sac.
Yep.
She's the only house with no central air. And when they play basketball, she came out and started harassing the kids. This was last June. This has been going on all this time. And I finally got her charged. I got her on camera. I had to buy security cameras. She stole property off my yard, landscaping stuff, rocks, stuff like that. So I had to call the sheriff and have the sheriff come out and try and contact her. I had to put a no contact order on her. She got charged with theft. So right now she can't talk to me. She can't nothing. So the real test of whether she's going to come and create some more problems is this summer when she opens her windows because she doesn't have central air. So, I mean, this escalated and escalated and escalated to where the kids don't even want to come out and play basketball anymore.
Uh-huh.
In the cul-de-sac, we got like 14 kids that live out there, and she hates kids. She calls them, because a lot of them are Ukrainian, uh-huh. She go out there and call them terrorists and
what a horrible person.
Social communists, and she's a horrible person. I've never met anybody like this ever in my life. And
can't mess with kids. Come on, you know?
On the radio, because this whole event, I've had 3 or 4 Clackamas County sheriffs all over my house trying to contact her to settle this. And we finally just got the judgment like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, it's been the most horrible experience. But to get back to you said something earlier in your show about checking the property lines when you move in, getting it surveyed.
Yep.
So before we moved in, this lady, there was a big water blowout because we live on a hill and irrigation was an issue.
Sure.
When she had her landscaping redone, she encroached onto our property because there was a little old lady there and she took advantage of that.
Sure.
So
happens all the time.
I take my property back. And now that I'm trying to take my property back, it's harder to do because I have a no contact order.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
So, I do.
So I had to follow up with your original statement on that. I would recommend everybody do a survey. I wish I would have done one before I bought the house.
It's easy to do it at that point. I got a buddy that lives out in...
You know, the question I have for you on this is, I went online to Clackamas County on their website and got all the property lines and everything. They're not measured out, but it shows the borderline.
Yeah.
Now, is that like legit or is that just kind of an estimate?
No, if they've got it out there, they're going to usually show markers on that. They'll show if there's a pin there or wherever that stuff is. That is what, when you see those property lines on there, that is what they think it is, and it's up to the survey to prove them different.
Okay, all right. So she tries to encroach back on mine, and I can fight that, and I can just kind of show her that, right?
You can do that. Now, again, just like I was telling that other guy, sometimes attorneys have to get involved here because now people are going to debating, you know, what the easement is, what it's not, all that stuff. So
Right. And, you know, I mean, she's been stalking me at work, and so I got attorneys for other stuff now. this has gotten way out of control. But, you know, as of right now, she can't talk to anybody. So
no, that's good.
She's been quiet over the last couple of months. So anyway, I just want to say thanks for your radio program today. And I was glad I was able to share a story with you.
Dude, great story. Good luck out there. Thanks, Doug.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, man. You too. Oh, man, that's a crazy one right there. I bet you got a crazy one out there, too, at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595, because we're talking dealing with neighbors. And maybe one of these stories that you're hearing here is going to help you deal with somebody correctly and, even more importantly, show you how bad this goes when it goes badly. Because I've seen all of these things get kind of crazy. One of the things that this is going to spark probably a dozen calls. The pet leaving its droppings into your front yard. This is one of those things that completely gets everybody rolled up. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and maybe some of the ways that we can deal with that. After your calls at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Join us just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement. This is the weekend. Let's enjoy it all together. Want to say, just got an email that came in from Cindy who said, wanted to remind everybody that it's against the law to remove a survey marker. She said, let the caller know to notify the county surveyor. Also, she made a great comment that the lot lines and the county websites are not accurate. And especially when the lands have not been surveyed. Exactly. When things are surveyed and they haven't been surveyed and people are just throwing measurements on there, who knows how accurate that is? And so it's always a good idea, like I was saying earlier, to sit there and basically have that taken care of. I want to see a survey done when you move in and have a good conversation with your neighbors. You know, when you move in, show over next door, introduce yourself, have a good time. Maybe talk about what's going on between the lot lines. Maybe there's been a World War VI battle that nobody knows about, especially you or your realtor moving in, that has been going on for decades. You want to make sure you kind of got that dialed in. So that's a good piece of advice. Hey, let's run out here to Brandon in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, I appreciate it. How's your morning going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to share a story and a little piece of advice. First, I'll caveat this with that I am not a homeowner. I am a renter living in a neighborhood surrounded by homeowners.
So gotcha. We've
been about 7 years, and there's a neighbor who's been for about 20 years in the neighborhood, and she's known for harassing the neighborhood to a great degree. I know we saw a number of neighbors actually move once she started filing complaints with the city about driveways not being even, and because the complaint was put in, they were required to redo the sidewalks, and these hand-picked neighbors she didn't like. But it evolved over the past few years to where she would stand outside our property screaming at our children, calling us pedophiles. At one point she said that somebody needed to save my child. It got very scary. She tried to hit my dog at one point. Long story short, most of the homeowners in the area were really scared to do anything because they were afraid of her retaliating with complaints to the city and things like that. And so we kind of, you know, took our safety and concern and took the battle to the police department. And it took about 3 years, but we got a stalking order, which she violated multiple times, and she's now doing about 6 months into her 3-year prison stay.
Wow. That's a crazy bad neighbor story, man.
It is, and I feel bad for the homeowners. We didn't have nearly as much as risk as them, but my advice would be never to give up.
Yeah.
Continue to fight it, and in the end, it balances out, right?
You know, there's so many good people out there, but there are so many people that are also off track like that, that just make horrible decisions and keep getting it worse and worse and worse. And I'm sorry I had to battle that, man. That's a rough one.
Yep, there's one thing I can't trust, and that's crazy.
Yep. Amen to that. Amen to that. Hey, man, thanks for listening. Appreciate you tuning in to Around the House.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. All right, let's run out to Stuart in the Dalles. Welcome to Around the House.
Yeah, I had a question. If you know if it's legal to turn a pole barn into living quarters, and if that's cheaper than having a house built.
I'll be honest, it's tough. Here's why. Many times when they build a pole barn, you've got literally the wood going right into concrete, like almost like a fence post.
Right.
And the problem with that is that's not really a legal foundation for a living structure. So the problem is you're going to have to go around. I don't know of any way around that when you're converting in a pole barn to that. Most likely, you're going to have to build so much structure in there, you're almost to the point of having to build a house.
Oh, really?
Well, if you think about it, what can happen with that is if you build that into a living structure, and when you've got wood that's in concrete and dirt like a fence post, around here we get enough moisture that rots out pretty good. That house might not, when you start, putting things in, like making it into a living quarters where it's a heated space, you're going to fight so many issues with that existing pole barn. It might be cheaper to sit there and basically start over and do something. Many times remodeling at that point costs you more than just building a new one.
But it is, within the realm of being legal to do that.
Yeah, I would get with your county to find out what, and again, without putting eyes on it and seeing how it was built, it's hard to say, but it could be legal to do it, but you're going to have to do so much to that structure to get it up to code. Because it's not like you're taking an existing home that is grandfathered in. You're taking a accessory structure and trying to turn it into a living unit. And code-wise, you got a lot to go through there. And I'm going to guess most likely if you're paying somebody to do it, that will be more expensive than building it, tearing it down and building a new piece in its place.
All right. Well, thanks.
All right. Hey, Stuart, thanks for listening to Around the House, man. Really appreciate it. That's a good, tough one right there. So, hey, I just wanted to make a shout out. Thanks for listening to the hour one of Around the House. As we get into these podcasts and this show turns into a podcast, or other stations out there, that are listening, they might only get 1 hour. We have so many sports teams out there that maybe they can only grab one of the 2 hours. So I just wanted to remind everybody, this is hour number one. Hour number two, we're going to be talking about coming up here about rodents and dealing with maybe even a bad neighbor. We could continue that conversation as well. But when you're dealing with rodents, pests, could be natural animals out there that are living around, I really want to make sure we talk about this, because there are simple things you can do to prevent these animals from coming in without hurting them. All you want to do is, we'll talk about that, because that's where we can all learn together, and maybe we'll get some more stories as well. All right, give us a call, 503-417-9595. Hour one is complete. Hour two number coming up.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.